Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off with this. I refer to this as combat pistol crack, but this is actually me just touching base with a guy that I'm going to train with at some point. And this should make a big change in my philosophical outlook on when it comes to gunfighting. Joining me again from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How's it going for you?
It goes. How was your trip? How was your gig?
The gig up in Maine went extremely well. The first time I ever had to deal with this issue popped up.
Right.
And I had planned for 10, but I wound up with 3. And then I did mostly private training, which it balanced out. But it was a lot of fun for me in respect to the mental gymnastics I had to do to fill in the gaps that were created by the amount of time I generated because I was only working with 3 instead of 10.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
So I was able to really get into depth with the material, to an extent I've never really done in the training realm, simply because, you know, working with 10 or 12 people, you don't have the kind of time that you have when you're working with 3.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. And the private training was, very eclectic. I did, 3 2-hour blocks one day for individuals that wanted to work on specific issues, and it went really well. And you would think that it would be similar, but each 2-hour block was completely different. It was different topics. One individual wanted to better understand his vision. Another individual wanted to better understand the dot. So he'd been running a dot on a SIG 229 and had never turned it on. He just always, since he got the gun, he always used the irons, you know, the co-witness irons.
Right.
And had never turned the dot on. So he wanted a crash course in dot surgery. So he got that. And the other individual, come to find out, he was very concerned about his overall standing, so to speak, in the gun realm. And he was, I would say, an individual that basically had moved in and around the gun realm freely, you know, 20 years ago, and was very adept on all levels. And for whatever life's reasons, he just put it down. And he wanted to spend some time with me to kind of find out exactly where he was at, because he wanted to pick it back up and get back in the realm. And that turned out to be an awesome workout for me as well, because I basically just put him through his paces. And it was a very interesting time. Of course, Tatiana Whitlock hosted me up there. She's a consummate host. Can't say too many good things about her. I mean, you know, the time of the year in Maine was that free change of the weather, and it ran about, I think the hottest it got was maybe 65. You know, for me, it was awesome weather. For some of them, it was a little warm, but that's understandable.
Yeah.
I got back a week ago Tuesday and just, you know, back into the grind. And I can't say things are going really well for me. The medical thing is still a train wreck.
Right.
I put in, I asked for a second opinion doctor, and that was primarily because the doc that I was working with, a dude named Yamamura, he bolted, man. He left the firm or the whatever, the cabal.
Right.
I asked his nurse, well, that just leaves me out there flapping, right? I mean, when were y'all going to tell me this? Well, they never really had anything good to say. As a matter of fact, that doctor's practice, if I could remember it off the top of my head, I'd throw him under the bus. Just not, they don't practice good medicine. From my very first visit there at their office, things went bad.
Right.
And I informed them of that. They let me sit in the waiting room for well over an hour past my appointment time. And nobody said anything to me about it. I'd go up there and ask them, you know, what's your problem? What's going on? You know, y'all just going to let me sit out here all day?
Right.
And that didn't go over too well with them. And, of course, I didn't care. Because I was already well past my appointment time, and nobody said boo. So they got what they got. And it's just been tough, and I'll tell you why. This AFib thing might not sound like much, but it robs you of your energy.
Yes.
I cannot say I don't have the motivation to do things. I just don't have the energy. It's weird. It steals your energy. I don't know how to describe it. You may be motivated all you want, but just being able to, you know, get up and do things is a job. And I can work for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's it. I got to take a break, man. You know, I got to sit there, catch my breath, and regenerate a little energy and go back at it again. And they tell me they want me to exercise, but they tell me at the same time, in the same breath, don't overdo it. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, my ability to breathe is really what controls everything. And when that is compromised, you know, when your pulmonary system is compromised, it tells, you know, I mean, it's easy to, understand why it's hard to get anything accomplished, because you just don't have the energy to operate at the same level or the same pace that you would normally.
Yeah. Well, hold on right there, if you will, for a second. Yeah. And we're coming up on the first break. Super Dave is the head of Combat Speed LLC. Still operational, even though he's sort of not operational. He's not operational to his full extent, but he's still doing gigs, still teaching people the fine art. You can follow him at SDave_Harrington on Instagram. He has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. He has Facebook, Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were talking about health and everything else that goes on in these things and what you're going through right now. I'm fully versed in that when, I'll tell you what, even with open heart surgery, when they get done with that, I mean, you're really well plumbed and everything's just pumping whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. It's still, the heart has a little bit of a climb. You know, a little bit of an uphill journey to get you back into that moment where you have stamina again.
Right.
And it's a kind, I mean, One thing that I'll tell you what I did, and I don't know how you feel about this. I mean, you could do it either actually or virtually in your house or whatever. I got a bike.
Right.
My knees, you know, my knees are shot. I haven't had them replaced or anything. And that part of it negates the fact that I, you know, I can't run. Walking is not as much fun, but I can ride a bike.
Right.
And riding a bike, I mean, I lost weight on it and everything else, got my stamina up, and then I got sick again because I was living in a house with black mold. But I still have bikes. I still have bikes that I'm not riding, but I do have an exercise bike that I do ride in the house.
Right.
That
well,
might,
my go-to.
Yeah?
My go-to exercise is walking.
Gotcha.
I drive out to the park, and I walk the park, and that's a good... It's good for me mentally because it gets me out and about, and you know, I can see what other people are doing, and not just such a grind. The other thing is, I try to mentally compartmentalize my circumstances, and that works for me extremely well. For example, if I have to compartmentalize myself for work because, I mean, if the docs would have their way, I would be sitting around like a bump on a log, which is not going to happen anyway. But back to their, you know, me exercising at my discretion in respect to overdoing it. That's easy to achieve. You know what I mean? That's not rocket science. I don't have to push myself too hard to feel the negative effects. So I'm not, you know, concerned about overdoing it and falling out because of that. I just compartmentalize it and don't think about it until I have to. And that's how I've been getting by. So I guess it works.
Well, you know, I have been told, and I mean, one of the guy who gave me the bike is a personal trainer, and he's older than we are. He's 70, and he's very active,
right.
And he was one of my karate instructors back when I was a kid. And he has told me that he would like to see me walk more than I do walk. But, and I don't really know why, because I know that's a different kind of... Cardiovascular thing?
It's a total body exercise.
Right, right.
Walking is a total body exercise. That immediately comes to mind versus riding a bike. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your upper body is supported, and you're just using your hips and your legs.
Well, you do have to engage your core a little bit, but not so much on a stationary bike, because a stationary bike isn't going to fall over if you don't engage your core.
Right.
So it's sort of cheating.
Yeah, but if it makes it easier to do it because it's right there in your house.
Right.
That negates that.
Indeed. So all that's good and everything. I'll tell you something else. The Wing Chun part of it, as far as the shooting and everything,
right.
I have noticed that in my draws, because I practice draw strokes when I'm sitting here, I have noticed that in my draws now that because Wing Chun is all about the center line and all the things I'm throwing are in the center line, I have noticed now that my presentation is a little snappier. Of course, I'm not pulling a trigger.
I get it.
But it is a little snappier and everything, and I'm developing that. That's interesting that that's developing, because I sort of thought that might happen, because all of, like, you know, at tactical response, when you take a class, when they say fight, you stick your hand out and yell stop, and you're stepping left or right and getting off the X, as they say.
Right.
Which is exactly what you're doing in Wing Chun, because you're always realigning your linear attack, because you're always squaring up on them wherever you go. If you go 45 degrees, you're squaring up. If you go the other way, and you're always squaring up with that to keep that center line protected.
Right.
And that's also giving some unexpected benefits.
good. You know, a lot of people don't think about how much energy if you have a solid, well-rounded dry fire workout built, how much of a workout it actually is to pull it off. And there are some, like you mentioned the draw stroke. Okay, well, check this out. You're standing facing a mirror. You can start with light weights, even 2 pounders. I started with 5 pounders.
Right.
And at my peak, I can use 10 pounders. Have a dumbbell in either hand, squared up with a mirror, hands at your sides, and mimic your draw stroke with the weight in your hand.
Right.
Right, just like you're coming up to the gun at your waist, and then rolling it on up through the position 3-ish, if you want to call it that, out the full presentation. And you alternate, you know, right side, left side, and do X amount of reps that you can perform cleanly. Because if you think about it, in the weightlifting realm, there are not a lot of actions lifting weights that mimic the physical actions that you perform doing gun work.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
So any of those physical movements that you perform when you're doing gun work, take a session, take a workout session, and just have you some light dumbbells, you know, 2 pounders, and perform your gun handling actions, and then mimic those actions with the weights in your hand, less the gun. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And you will be surprised at how effortless your gun handling will become, because you're engaging those muscles in the sequencing groups to perform a gun handling task.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Instead of a weightlifting task. And you can strengthen those actions in that manner.
Hang on for me, if you will.
Yep.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gate into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. In addition to a disaster declaration, Biden is authorizing complete restoration efforts.
100% funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, and shelter and food for the month.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is responding to statements made by McDonald's CEO about the crime in Chicago. He said the city is in crisis. The mayor responding by saying the fast food executive should educate himself more before speaking. There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were talking about how various things will help you with the draw stroke, and Dave was discussing his dumbbell routine that he does working with that, and you wanted to get to hand strength as well. And I mean, that actually does matter, doesn't it, hand strength, because you do have to maintain control of the weapon.
Absolutely. And given time and opportunity in the educational realm of shooting pistols, you cannot. Hand strength is invaluable. There is no way you can put a price on having enough to begin with, but more importantly, recognizing the fact that you don't have enough hand strength to function. And it's not just about basically functioning the pistol, like actioning, you know, holding onto the frame and actioning the slide, fully actioning the slide. You should be able to do that with either hand. There's nothing that you shouldn't be able to do right-sided or left-sided. You should be fully ambidextrous. Now, that's a lot easier for some people than others. But coming back to the hand strength issue, see, it really jumps right out at you when you're talking about entry-level shooters or, more importantly, brand-new shooters, brand-new gun owners. You know, they're into their primary goal is to acquire a firearm for self-defense use. So that typically type classifies the handgun being small, blah, blah, blah. Well, the smaller you get in handguns, if, for example, just a basic Glock 17.
Right.
9mm. Reduce that to the Glock 26, and you lose a massive amount of real estate in respect to where you can hang on to the gun at.
Right.
But the issue with it is it requires, because it's such a small handgun, it makes it that much more difficult to function correctly. But you've got to have the requisite hand strength to control it throughout the various manipulations because it's so small. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Now, dig this. The smaller you, if you're going to keep the cartridge 9mm or above, the smaller you make the handgun, the heavier it's going to have to be sprung. And that's primarily the recoil spring system. And that, in turn, makes actioning the slide that much more difficult. Whether the pistol's in your right hand or your left hand, that shouldn't matter. You need to know the location and function of the controls. And when you start breaking your grip down, I like to think in terms of breaking down not just my firing grip or grips, because I have three firing grips, right? I can use both hands on the gun. So I need to know the location and function of the controls and how to run the gun most efficiently when I have both hands to do it with. And then, of course, right hand only, and then left hand only. I like to break the grips down into control grips for firing grips, because 9 times out of 10, you're controlling the pistol, unless you're firing it. You're controlling it in some manner. If you're not firing it, if you're loading it, there is a requirement to control it in some manner. Tack loading, again, working with your kit and equipment, there's some kind of sequence there, and there's some kind of purpose. So what is it, and do you have the requisite hand strength to perform that task? So in respect to firing pistols, just in this little segment, we've skylined three major issues. Okay, one, being well-rounded or ambidextrous. Hand strength and breaking your grip down into control grips and firing grips. So you work that out, and you will have come a long way.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, let me ask you a question. I shoot with people, and I see a lot of people that are shooting that the gun is actively moving in their grip.
Always. Generally. Unless you're, I can't believe I just blew the dude's name right off the end of my tongue.
Munden?
No, Bob. Well, he's one. Bob Munden. I'm trying to think. He's a current shooter. I used to shoot with the dude.
Michalik?
No. Robert. Bob.
Keller?
I don't think about it so hard I'll remember. I used to shoot with him on the Pantheo gun team. Bob. Anyway, Bob, Mystery Bob, has phenomenal hand strength, hand form strength. And he uses these Master Crusher hand spring things to strengthen his hands, and he's always done it.
Right.
Done it. He told me he started doing it the day he decided he was going to be somebody in the shooting realm. He started doing it to build his hand strength and forearm strength. And it's phenomenal. I was arm wrestling him one time out at the SHOT Show. And he's kind of swaggering around a little bit, and I was like, okay, dude, now you got to picture this, man. I'm 6'1", 280, and Bob probably a $1.50 soaking wet. And we square off on this table to arm wrestle, and we put on a little bit of a show. Bob actually crushed my hand a little bit before we got started, so I knew I was going to have to make this pretty quick or suffer the consequences. And when we got the go code, I actually, Bob never broke his grip on my hand, but when I took him to the table, he came flipping off of his bar seat stool. It was like, go, flip. He didn't have enough weight to even stay in his chair. It was hilarious. And of course, you know, I gave him another go round and gave him an opportunity to hang on to the table. And, then it didn't go so well for me.
Oh.
Phenomenal, strength this young man has.
Well, hang on for me, Phil. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Okay. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. That is his website. You can follow him at Instagram, sdave_Harrington at Instagram.com. On Facebook, at Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. And on YouTube, at Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. Well worth giving it a shot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Take Two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've sort of already softened him up on this one. But you were talking about Bob Vogel, right?
Bob Vogel. Man, I could not get his name off the end of my tongue to save my life. Bob, if you're listening, bro, apologize, man. I hadn't thought about you in so long, and now that I had to or wanted to, I couldn't pull it off. Won't happen again, brother.
That guy, that is a very accurate, he's a very accurate shooter. I watch him stack shots, and I've tried to affect that grip that he uses because he's way down. He's almost below the trigger guard with his support index finger.
Oh, yeah. Bob's hand strength is phenomenal, and the way he locks the gun up is the key to his success. He'll tell you that himself.
Well, maybe one day I'll get
it's unreal.
Maybe one day I'll get to talk to him. Yeah.
He has the requisite visual and reflexes to support that too.
Right.
So he's definitely a unique individual.
Indeed. I've watched him. I mean, when he's stacking shots, and I mean, when I say stacking, I mean, he's basically, even at 50 meters with a handgun, with a Glock, he's stacking shots. So he is a very, very accurate shooter and fast.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fast, and I understand why he would work with Taron Butler. I totally get that.
Right.
But, well, so you know that I had decided that my new, my day-to-day driver, my daily driver, carry handgun. I was going to decide on this. I decided I was going to do this. I was going to SIG M18. I put a Holosun EPS on it for an optic, red dot.
Right.
A Icarus Precision Ace SOCOM lower on the bottom of it because it's an aircraft grade steel aluminum 70-75 aluminum lower that has the same grip angle as they advertise. They call it the trifecta grip that is run on a staccato. So that means it's right. 18 degrees. It's perfect for me. Boom, I'm sticking it out there. Every time I present the gun, I do not have to look for the dot. The dot is just when I stick my arms out, boom, dot, right there. Already acquired
it. Okay.
Haven't shot it yet with the Icarus Precision lower, but I shot it exhaustively before I switched that over. So I can, mm-hmm. I'm only going to presume that with a better grip angle, I'm going to be better with shooting the gun.
Okay, so what do you expect out of the aluminum lower?
Just the grip angle.
I mean, it's got to reduce the overall weight of the gun, right?
No, it actually increases it a little bit because I'm
Oh, it does.
I'm replacing a polymer lower, right? I don't have the AXG. I have the M18, which is the military issue one with the safety on it.
Okay, got it.
So it increases it a little bit, but I would also expect that to maybe help whatever excessive.
Well, I'm confused, man, because you decide what's going to be your carry gun every other week.
Like you,
it seems
like you change socks, right?
Yeah, man, it's like you're spoiled rotten.
Now I have, I am spoiled rotten, and then things got a little more complicated because last week I got a care package from Tony Pignato at Staccato,
right?
And now I have a C2.
Okay. Very good.
Now the thing about the C2 and this and my M18 is an interesting. They have interesting similarities. They have the same grip angle, the exact same grip angle. One does not. Have, you know, the SIG doesn't have the grip safety, but the same grip angle. They both have a frame mounted safety, but one is striker fired and one is hammer fired. So. You know, I have that beauty of the single action trigger with the Staccato, and at the same time, I have the proven durability of the striker fired platform with the M18. So I've decided. So the first thing I did when I got the gun was I like to run dots. Dots work for me. And I'll tell you why. One time I was taking a class and they told me to take a headshot. And the headshot was the same color, the little pop silhouette that was popping around left and right on the steel target. It was painted the same color as my sights. And that was the same color as the background behind it. And I'm colorblind, and I couldn't see where my sight was hitting it. I couldn't see, really tell that was out there. I could tell that I was just aiming somewhere beside the head. And I told him, I just had started, and it was like I was shooting a machine gun, pop, 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 and, you know, hitting it every time. And then I get around to take this headshot, and it took me 9 shots to. And that was, it wasn't because I finally saw it in the ninth. It's just that was one place I hadn't shot before on the ninth shot.
Mm-hmm.
So with the dot. The dot is bright enough and white enough in my field of vision. Even the red ones are white. You know, I have reds and I have green dots. And even the red one seems white in my color spectrum.
Right.
And so I can see that against a...
Well, what color does the green look like?
White.
Okay.
I can't explain, but I don't know.
No, I don't understand color blindness at all.
Color blindness.
I don't understand why deer can't see orange.
I'm going to tell you something. When I joined the military and I took the ASVAB test, my GT score was 135.
Whoa.
Yeah. But because
I got the big brain on Bill.
But because I was colorblind, I wanted to be in combat arms. And the closest I could get to combat arms was I didn't have to be able to see colors in order to be a rat rig operator. Remember those guys?
Right.
So I became a rat rig operator, and I was always with the mech infantry. So because I wanted to be in a forward deployed unit, I wanted to. If I did not want to be one of these guys that spent his military time in purely combat support. I know it's very important combat support, but I wanted to be out there in the front, so that was the closest I could get to the front was to do that.
Right.
Plus, at that particular time, though, as soon as they figured it out, when they got me out there into the field and everything, my vision defeated woodland camouflage. So whenever I was on point, we never got ambushed.
You know, that's unusual, man. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
If you can't see colors, you can't see camos, then it appears white.
What happens with that is I see outlines in camouflage.
Oh, okay.
Now,
so you can see the pattern.
Yes, but I don't see the. You know, like if it's
you don't see the colors, but you see the pattern.
But yeah, but what I'm looking at is if I see somebody that is all, you know, he's got all the junk on and he's a sniper and everything, I see the outline of his body in that.
Wow. That's scary, man.
It is scary. And the scary part of it was I was like a rat rig operator. They were sticking me out on front. And I was like, how long do I have to stay here? Do I have to make rank to get off the point?
Right.
Anyway.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or get shot off point.
Yeah, then I made E4, and then which was not a rank to pull me off of it, but my sergeant did because he's like, I need you on the truck. You know, I was pulling around a 577, so we decided right. We needed to mount a 60 on it, and I was the 60 gunner. So they, you know, that ended all of that. So
right.
Anyway, but right now I'm not too upset that I'm going to be going switching between these two guns and everything. I'm gonna take them both out and shoot them. And whichever I shoot the best is probably going to be my primary carry gun. But yeah. I'm almost certain that I'm going to shoot the Staccato a little bit better than the SIG. Just because of the trigger. Just because of the trigger. So.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
Yeah. But you are absolutely right. I am 100% spoiled. I have way too many things coming across my bow. I'm going to always be in a state of confusion.
Only if you allow it.
Yes, I agree with that.
100%. I'll tell you what, it's very opportune that we happen to be speaking about your carry setup because in conjunction with Peter Pye Jr. of Defiant Munitions, did I tell you about the new cartridge we worked up?
You did, but we don't have time to get into it now because we're about to run out of time.
Well, I'll bring you up to speed on it later.
Very good. I need to talk to him and you anyway, but that's all beside the point. CombatSpeed.com, that's where you would find him, young Mr. Harrington. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
No worries, Mr. Bill. I enjoyed it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hour number two is inbound. Think aim fire, if you will. This is Lock and Load.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.